Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm sorry?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What is the survey for?
The survey is about important issues facing your community and the nation, and also about the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other offices. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Pass.
I'm sorry?
Why is that the next question?
I just have the options: white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, or refuse. If I select refuse, the survey will terminate.
Black, African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
And will you please tell us your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm middle 50.
Thank you.
Early 50s.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
And generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
Not as closely as normal, as I normally do.
Not that closely or not at all?
Not as closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm not sure anymore. Not a Republican, for sure.
Okay. And which one should I record for you, Independent or other?
Independent.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, extremely dissatisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I know all are important, but the most important, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, or the last three, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Gosh, that's a lot. You mentioned racism, something that goes
yes,
with it.
Combating division and racism. And
yes.
You can select one more. And I can repeat the list if you want.
Yeah, health. Is there something in there about health care?
Let me see. Yes, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. And yes. For healthcare, that's all.
Yeah. I guess it would have to be that, strengthening and protecting Medicare.
Oh, I'm sorry, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, yes, healthcare.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
I went in there.
No problem.
What are you barking at, Tom? What are you barking at? Huh? There's nobody else. Okay, here she comes.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead again.
So the first one on the list, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
Oh, gosh. 0.
0. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Maybe 50.
Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
Maybe 70.
70. Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general.
Maybe 50.
Donald Trump?
Oh, Jesus. Is that saying lower than 0? Zero?
Okay.
0.
Yeah, 0 is the lowest. But okay. Is that okay? 0? Okay.
Yes.
And the last one, Jill Stein from 0 to 100. Jill Stein.
I know who she is. I can't think. Oh, no. 0.
0? Okay. Tim Scott from 0 to 100. Tim Scott?
0.
And the last one, Republicans in Congress. Republicans in general.
0.
Okay. Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I would vote for, this one's a hard one.
If the election were held today.
Joe Biden.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, just some, only a little, or nothing at all?
No, ask that question again.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Now, say that. Ask me that again.
Has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Less.
Somewhat or much less favorable?
Somewhat.
Just somewhat. And in a few words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration?
The way he's handling the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, no protection for the Palestinians, allowing them to be slaughtered and supplying weapons, not using more power to demand an immediate ceasefire, a permanent ceasefire.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. I mean, you can't miss it.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards them?
His divisiveness, and
much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Yep. Oh, much less. I've never felt
much less. And now, in a few words, what have you read, seen, or heard that make you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
His intention, the fact that he said he wants to be a dictator, and also the fact that he is quoting Nazis and calling for violence.
Okay. For violence. Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. And this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your help. I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. I know all are important, but again, the most important two, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, a stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or the lack of quality education opportunities.
And I can only pick one or two.
You may choose two.
I can choose how many?
Just two.
Two. Now, can you name those again?
No problem. The first one, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The next one is stagnant wages and rising costs. The next one, rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. The last three, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or the lack of quality education opportunities.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I don't live in a disadvantaged neighborhood, and I think that's part of the problem. But, I mean, I know they mean community as a whole.
I know, but based on what you have, based on what you have seen on the news and all, do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now?
White supremacy.
Okay, and one more. You have one more. The stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety and net, like social security.
Supreme Court.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. Rising crime and violence. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
I think I'd say Biden better.
Okay. Somewhat or much better?
Much.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Biden much better, somewhat better, or Trump?
Biden much better.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Biden much better, somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
With helping the Supreme Court?
Yes. And do you believe Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I understand the question better now. I would say, good girl. I would say Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
The last three issues, fixing the immigration system. Biden much better, somewhat, or Trump?
I'd say Biden because he's you didn't ask me why, but you've got to see the humanity in every person in order to deal with immigration issues, and Donald Trump doesn't do that.
But do you think he's dealing with that issue much better or somewhat better?
Much better. He's not separating children from their families.
Okay. And the last two, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Biden much better, somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Biden much better.
The last one, growing the U.S. economy.
Say that again.
growing the U.S. economy. Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
I'm going to say Biden. I don't think Donald Trump did anything good. I don't think he has the ability to do anything good.
Okay. But much better or somewhat better, Biden?
I'd say much. You got to care about people, right?
Okay. And now the last two questions. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much, much less.
As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree. Lock him up.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree. Wouldn't we go to jail for the same thing?
I need to read everything verbatim, and more information isn't written
here. Okay, all right. I know your opinion. You can't give an opinion. Yeah. I know you're doing.
But since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more related to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I strongly disagree. That's offensive. Because the assumption is all of us have, all of us have been in the criminal justice system. None of my family members have.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And could you please tell us from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or other?
Instagram.
And switching gears a little bit, the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. Will you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate degree, beyond graduate degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
At least twice a month.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, yes, I have white neighbors.
More than half, or about half, or less than half?
Less than half.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
What grandparents? Immediate?
Yeah, I think yes. One or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Not my immediate ones, but my great-great. Yeah.
But were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your appearance is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.